When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up 5-6 flights of stairs.
So what?
So what? So let's dance. I was alone. I never knew what could left me. Bah! Now, what the devil? Then we touched, then we sang about the love and things. The man's a menace.
Welcome to the Sportsbook Box Office Podcast. I'm Jeffrey Paul. Kevin Gauthier is away once again this week. He is in Las Vegas. He will be joining us in 2 weeks when he returns. But filling in for Kevin Gauthier this week, we have our first returnee.
Wow, I'm the first one.
The first returning.
The young career of the Box Office Sportsbook Box Office Podcast.
He did such a great job last time as a guest. We had to bring him back as a co-host. Give it up for Mr. Frank Pellegrino.
Pellegrino! Thank you.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. We're also going to be joined in a few minutes in studio by Welly Jackson. Welly is a comic. He's on tour with Tracy Morgan right now. I'm happy to have him back. He's also a fellow Staten Island guy.
Wow.
Yeah. And that wow is George Diaz. He's filling in. He's keeping Welly's seat warm for him until he gets here before George goes off and does George things. God knows what the fuck that is.
Yeah. Like not opening up for anybody.
No. George is way too big for that. You know, he's a household name in his own house. That's about it.
That's awesome. Okay?
Yeah, and as usual, we are coming from the basement, the deep down basement of the Broadway Comedy Club. So, Frank, you know, since we've seen this, been a couple of weeks, almost a month or two, what have you been up to, my friend?
Just gearing up for the Yonkers Comedy Festival. It's getting to that point. I feel like I'm a couple weeks behind. I was sick for like a week and a half.
Tell people a little bit about the Yonkers Comedy Festival. What can you expect this year? I actually wound up, Al Martin and I wound up we judged a show at the Yonkers Comedy Festival. We had a lot of really good comics on the show, but what's going to be different this year than last year?
It's going to be tighter. All the little loose ends that we had last year, the inconsistencies, anything that was clearly from a rookie festival has been fixed. You know, some of the shows had way too many comics on them, a little sloppy. So we've definitely put in a lot of effort to make sure that there's no butting heads and everything's going to be much smoother. And obviously your show was at the River's Edge.
That's right.
And I think Eric Brandstein won that one.
That's correct.
Yeah. That was a hell of a show. Yeah, Eric McGuire there. Joe Pontil was on it. Darren Patterson.
Right. Yeah, you had some comic from Pittsburgh, you know.
Andy Picaro. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good contest. I wish I was at that one, but I was at the other.
And who hosted that one?
Was it Conklin?
No. Joe Conklin I would know. I got into a very famous argument with Joe Conklin during one of Joe's shows.
You did?
Yeah, it was great. It was
all where? At Barney McNabb's?
Barney McNabb's. This started from before the show started. And we were arguing about Mel Brooks movies and how they don't hold up. And the one that he likes is the one I hate the most, which is Spaceballs. Okay? I fucking think Spaceballs stinks. I don't think it holds up. I think the jokes are the most hackiest. You could see them coming from space. I mean, they're just brutal, you know, these jokes. And Conklin, you know, loves it, and he defended it with everything he had. I went against it, and I think he went on stage and started busting my chops about my hatred of Spaceballs, and I went right, and then came back on stage after my set. So I mean, yeah, it was great.
You know what the thing about the Mel Brooks comedies is that maybe it doesn't hold up as well today because we've heard these jokes doubled and tripled and copied it and bastardized so many times like the media, and you know, it's just made fun of so much. We forget that when they came out, they were so fresh and so exciting.
There was nothing
like Airplane. any of those great parody films, anything that just made fun of anything, today we take it for granted. You know what I mean?
I thought Airplane had more edge to it. The Jive Guys, you know, for the time, that was pretty edgy. That was pretty good. But there was nothing funny in Spaceballs. Like, we're jamming the system, and they're putting fucking jamming. Get it? We're jamming the system. Ugh.
But any of those films,
stop it.
When you get to like Not Another Teen Movie or a Scary Movie or Naked Guns,
I think those are better. I understand what you're saying. Those are like the precursor of that. But it was just so fucking hack. You know, we're combing the desert. And they have giant combs.
Yeah,
I can't take it. I couldn't at the one. Like, I still love Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein. I'll watch, but come on, man, this fucking Spaceballs stinks.
He's brilliant. The stink doesn't stink. Did you see it when it came out in the '80s, 90s? God, when was it?
No, that was the '80s.
Eighties, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it. Hey, we are joined in studio right now by the one, the only, the nice smelling Mr. Welly Jackson. Hello, Welly Jackson.
What's up, man? Kicking the door, waving the 4-4.
Yeah, okay, whatever the fuck that means.
See, you know, that's Biggie, man.
Thanks, Frank Pellegrino.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man. Men shouldn't tell other men they smell good. I just wanted to put that out there.
He's clearly got plans after this.
But thank you.
No, I am fully comfortable in my sexuality to express that with you. And what are you wearing? What is that?
Oh, shit. We're recording this. I can't tell you. So I'm going to tell you what cologne I got on so all the chicks out there could go buy it for their boyfriend. They smell like me. That lowers my pussy rate. Why would I do that to myself?
That's a good point. I don't have a pussy rate. You know, so.
How do you rate? What is it, like a 4.0? Like, what's the rate?
Well,
where do you put yourself at? Your ability to crush pussy.
No, I got a girlfriend. I'm chilling. I'm not in the face of those things. I don't sin anymore. But how you equate it would be, just how many times you're successful and how many times you aren't. Like 8 out of 10, you know, those sort of things. You know what I mean?
Those two, though.
I'm not following any of this. I'm way out of the loop here. Yeah. This is what happens when you don't crush pussy. I don't think I ever crushed pussy. I don't like.
Isn't that the worst way to describe it too?
Crushing.
Why would you want to crush it? You want to come back again?
Yeah. You ruined it for the next guy or girl.
What's the worst analogy? Crushing pussy or I fucked the shit out of her.
Well, dudes who said they fucked the shit out of her, there's 100% chance they didn't do anything like that. That they're just trying to help their self-esteem.
I fucked the shit out of someone, I will be calling a doctor immediately. Because that sounds like there's a problem that's not being addressed, and she should have told me about that beforehand.
Definitely.
I think even if anal was involved, I'm not fucking the shit out of it. I don't think I'd want to be involved in something like that.
That's my fear about anal, is that I'm going to get some poop dick.
But the funny thing is, how the hell do you put your dick in somebody's ass and no shit doesn't come out? That's the weird shit to me.
Yeah.
If I go in Jeffrey's house and I leave his house.
Oh, I'm glad you went in my house because I thought you were going in a different direction.
No. Like, if I go in Jeff's house and I leave his house and I don't smell like him, that's a fucking problem. Like, you know what I mean?
Or Jeff smells like your cologne.
Okay, hold on a sec. We have an expert here on fucking in the ass. Is that what?
Definitely.
Wow.
Fucking in the ass or getting fucked in the ass?
No. Okay. I've been tongued in the ass, and that's awesome. But,
yeah, who hasn't?
You said, me? That's who that is.
You don't know what the fuck you mean.
That would make me run. Oh, my God.
No, it would make you cry.
What?
I think you got a French kisser afterwards.
So we got a bunch of guys who've been to prison before on the podcast. Cause I'm new to all of this shit.
You said you were asking how do you do it without shit coming out, right?
Oh, right. That's okay. The original question. Well, correct.
You shove a lot of water in there before you start, and you make sure that she clears herself out. you know those hot water bottles.
This sounds
thing?
Medical.
Yeah, you just shove it.
We get like a child's bucket and stuff.
No.
I run into the sink and then fill it.
No, the hot water bottles.
Keep your asshole open, honey.
This is too advanced for me.
Hold on. There's a lot of work involved right here.
Water bottle that your grandmother used to have, the red one with the white hose with the little thing on top that they used to douche with. Same thing. Shove it in the ass and get the water in there and clear it out.
Oh, darling, I feel like fucking your ass. I will go get the hot water bottle for you now.
Yes.
Okay, well,
now I'm out.
Terrible. Well, thank you for adding that to the show, George. Now I'm going to go bleach my ears.
Are you Facebook Living right now?
No, that was that was Instagram, Snap, whatever the hell you call it these days.
Okay, so that concludes the fucking in the ass portion of the show. Hey, let's get onto like a different topic here. Dude,
sure. What's up?
You're a big football fan, right?
Yeah, I like football. Football.
The big cat here is a big football fan.
Who's
your team?
I'm a Jet fan.
Yeah, me too.
But I go to all of the Giants games in the luxury suite. We actually in the process of changing me over to a Giant fan, but that's not gonna work.
I don't hate the Giants.
Me neither. I just really like the Jets.
I hate every other team in the AFC. But not an NFC team. They don't bother me. They don't get in my way. They don't stand in the way of me getting to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I have no hate for them.
The only team I hate is the Patriots.
Me too. I'll root for Al-Qaeda before I root for the Patriots.
I wouldn't even be the Patriots in Madden. I don't fuck them. No,
I hate Tom Brady.
Yeah,
it was perfect hair and Ugg boots and hot as hell wife.
Right? I think you're just jealous of him, is what it is.
You think? Why would I be? His wife gets her underwear at fucking Victoria's Secret. My wife gets bloomers at Sears. Okay, I think I have a reason to be upset. Okay, yeah, it bothers me. Can't stand that guy. Can't stand the Patriots.
No. I don't think she's that good looking.
Are you on crack?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Mm. Oh come on, Giselle is she's
too tall.
Too tall. Why would you want those perfect ass and that would suck. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey Paul with another good point.
I can come across them every now and then. Okay, so yesterday was the season opener for the NFL. You know, mm-hmm. Don't count the Thursday game. I mean, yesterday all the shit went down. It was great. You had some great games. Sucked for our Jets.
Yeah.
They wind up losing once again last seconds of a game.
We lost by 1 point, though.
That was, yeah, no moral victories. You know, so
this
is a loss. Giants wind up winning in, you know,
by one point,
you know, with a field goal. So, I mean.
Can you guys root for both the Giants and the Jets?
Absolutely.
I do.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, this is my theory on it. Like, yeah, I'm a Jet fan and whatever. But women don't stick around with no dude if they're losing, so why the fuck should I? So it makes sense. And women are known to be smarter than men, so why not take a tip from them whenever you can?
Let me ask you this. Are the Jets going to the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. They should have went last year, but, you know, yeah, whatever.
Could have by winning that last game up in Buffalo. Yeah. Let me ask you this then, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Next Jet game is Thursday night, right?
Against Buffalo, right?
Against Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a make-or-break game for both teams? Because they both lost season openers. Loser goes to 0-2 in that division.
Yeah.
How important is that game? Second game of the season.
They're both in the same division, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very important, and it's early in the season for it to be very important. So, you know, it's like, I hate to say this, but playoff implications.
I think it's too early to judge any team like that, though. You know, talk to me in, like, November, and then this would be a do-or-die game.
Only because, no, I don't want to say it's do-or-die, but they're in the same division. So this game is going to come back to bite whoever, unless one of the teams ends up in last place. Then it wouldn't really matter. You know what I mean?
But that could set the tone for the season. Like, you now go 0-2, and look at who, the Jets still have to play. I think Kansas City, they have to play New England. I mean, they got a really tough schedule. So you don't want to start off 0-2, you know, start a season with the kind of schedule that the Jets have. I also think, you know, after the way that season ended last year, with Buffalo knocking them out of the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
I think the Jets, you know, this is a statement game. I think this is where you're going to find out who the Jets are.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely right. But see, the thing is, Rex Ryan's going to have those boys ready to play. It's going to be crazy. I mean, I love Rex Ryan, but, yeah, this is going to be a good one. That, like, Yeah, like the Jets almost got to shut these guys out for what they because they remember they stopped the Jets from making the playoffs last year.
I should have said that 30 seconds
ago. Yeah, no, you did. I just wanted to reiterate how, like, because the Jets had won, what was it, like 10 games last year?
They won 10 games.
So, like, you should make the playoffs.
You should make the playoffs. And most years you would. But, of course, the Jets don't. That's just, like, typical Jets. They also get Sheldon Richardson coming back. He's a defensive end. Sometimes a move or tackle, depending on what kind of formation they're in. And, you know, he's a stud. And now you're going to combine him with Muhammad Wilkerson. You know, good luck to any offensive line that's going to try and stop those two coming.
That was the first time I heard you say two black guys' names back to back. That was cool as hell. And you could tell he's a real Jet fan because he said Muhammad Wilkerson without fumbling any part of his name. Either that or he must be really fucking good.
Oh, he's really good. Yeah. He's really fucking good. And I don't care what you look like. You play for my team and you produce the way that guy produces. I love you to death. Okay?
He will learn the names of the ones that'll help him. And that's it. Not more than that.
That's right. Because I don't have to. It becomes too much work. All right. So what else we got going on here? Okay, so we got the NFL. We got a couple of good Monday night games. Now, you guys watched the Monday night football games? You enjoy that?
No, we didn't watch any Monday night games because they're tonight. They didn't happen yet.
This is live, isn't it?
It is. I'm just saying, do you guys watch the games? Do you enjoy the games? Do you watch this shit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we're comedians, so, you know, when I'm home and this shit is on, you know. But these jokes must get told.
They have to get that. This is what I like about, like, Monday nights, because usually I'll get, like, a Monday night spot, but it'll be, like, an early spot. There's really not a good 11 o'clock show on a Monday.
But you know how many clubs or bars don't have the game on?
Right, yeah, you can always catch the game. Yeah, you could always.
Yeah, well, I think it, like, depends on, like, where you're working. You know, I love, like, a good club that'll have, like, you know, great, like, your bar outside the showroom.
Yeah. Name drop. I want to know what club you're talking about.
Probably one of the best setups for that. You ever work Governors?
Oh, yeah. We were out there 2 weeks ago with Tracy Morgan.
How nice is that? First of all, you know, you get into the stage from behind stage. You're in the dress room. Walking right out. But if you like, you know, you're set and you're like, okay, Tracy's going to be up there for the next, like, hour and a half. You want to see something that's going on. You know, you walk around. You got the bar over there. It's completely separate from the showroom. And then you can walk secretly back and get back into the
This is true.
Levity Live is good like that, too.
Boom. Yeah. Another great venue. We were up there a couple weeks ago, so, Levity Live. Gotham Comedy Club, if they turn the TVs on downstairs.
I've always said that about where we are now, too.
That's what I thought you were going to say first, Gotham.
The Stand.
Yeah, the Stand's cool.
You're completely upstairs. Yeah. Right. But the thing is, it's always, like, a little bit, like, weird and crowded, like, you know, especially with a packed room down there. Yeah. And you got to go through, like, those curtains.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That becomes a little strange. I think Broadway, man, like you know, this is maybe a cry out to Al. You know, get the TV on up down here where we are.
Is there a TV? There's a TV in here?
Yeah, right over here, right by the bar.
I don't even know. I never noticed it.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be a cool hang.
Yeah, this will.
But that I love that. I remember being out in Governors and Mets were playing Los Angeles in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to watch the game. It was a late game, but, like, you know, it was also a 10 o'clock show. You know, when I was going out there as well. So, I mean, I featured after my setup. Like, this is nice. This is such a good setup. It is such a good setup over there.
Let me ask you something. If you had, let's say Tracy called you and said, hey, I got this gig, I need you to come out.
Don't say that. He calls at the weirdest times. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
And you had tickets to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
But he was playing the Garden. What would you do?
Like me and him, our relationship's different. Like, we're like family. So if either one of us had tickets to the Super Bowl, like, see, the way our schedule on this tour and has always been, it's around football games. Mm-hmm. Like,
wait, is he a big football fan?
Yeah, Giants fan.
Okay.
So I go to Giants games with him. But it's the schedule was kind of like around football. So it's like, if he had tickets to the Super Bowl, we would be going to the Super Bowl.
No, no, no. You got tickets to the Super Bowl, and Tracy's playing Radio City or the Garden, and he says, hey.
Or Carnegie Hall on November 5th? Is that what you're saying?
That's the one I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because November 5th.
But the Super Bowl is in November.
No.
But yeah, that kind of deal, what would you choose?
I'm a comedian. I got to go to the Tracy show. I have to.
Yeah,
I have to.
As much as.
And the Super Bowls, I feel, are like about the show around the Super Bowl because the games normally aren't that good. Mm. Like last year, the Broncos won from start to finish. It was
the year before. It was a great Super Bowl between Seattle and New England. Why did they give it? To march on Lynch.
That's Illuminati. That's Illuminati. But, okay, before that, when was the best Super Bowl before that?
There were a couple of good ones. I mean, there was one with, remember the Steve McNair game where he's tackled?
That was like 10 years ago, though.
Yeah, maybe one of them.
You see what I'm saying? Steve McNair is dead now. Rest in peace to Steve McNair.
Here's the reason why.
The one with the Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? That was 15 years ago.
The one with Joe Namath, that was a great one.
There was no Eagles Tampa Bay. They were the same conference.
You know what the hell I'm talking about. With Terrell Owens was in the Super Bowl about 37 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I liked you. He was one of
it was in Tampa Bay. That's what. Oh, shit. Okay,
George!
Now while he's destroying shit, you're pulling stuff. It's okay. We're good. We're still recording. We're fine.
My headphones are completely off.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get George back here in a second. We'll get this on the way. Is this still recording, right, Frank?
Yeah? I see the...
This is weird.
It's popping when I'm talking, but okay. We're experiencing some technical difficulties.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, he got a little too excited.
No, I didn't do it. I had my foot on the speaker and something else.
That's okay.
On the speaker. No, that wasn't it.
Okay, well, we can still keep going with this.
That's George was upstairs having a... He's finger-popping somebody upstairs. When I came in, he...
Well, Or maybe like, you know, finger blasting some asshole.
Yeah, he's the ass guy. Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I think if it was me, that question that Frank asked about, you know, would I want to be like going to a Super Bowl or mm-hmm. I'm performing? I'm absolutely taking the show.
Yeah, I have to.
Because I'm watching. I don't want to watch. I want to be
right. I want to be a part of it. And if you ask me, it's a no brainer. I have to go perform. It's just. Especially being on stage with that many people and just what comedy does for me. Like, it's like a natural high. You know what I mean? It's some people got to go out and buy drugs to get high like that. But comedians just have to get on stage and it just happens.
Do you like playing the big rooms?
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, to me, it's like a confirmation. Like, it's like, it just shows you, like, you do these little shows at comedy clubs, is what I mean by little shows. And then you go out to Thackersville, Oklahoma, or wherever, and you do 5,000 people. It's like, this is why I did it. And it gives you bargaining chips at home. You can be like, see, this is why I was out till 2 in the morning for 3 months, getting this set ready for this. So, yeah.
Do you get... I've been working and going out with Bobby Collins, and so when I go out with him, we'll play like big, you know, bigger play. We'll do theaters,
right,
to like, you know, the clubs we were talking about before. Mm-hmm. Do you get a little bit more nervous going out in front of like a bigger crowd, especially when it's not your crowd that they're there to see Tracy, as opposed to doing some of the clubs down here?
Because what it is, it's a different beast. Like The clubs in New York, nobody really gives a fuck who's on the show. They just come to live.
Right, you gotta be funny.
Right. But at like a Tracy Morgan tour or show, whatever, people are really there to see him. But it's always a good crowd. So, yeah, you definitely do get a little nervous. But Tracy's good at like telling you how to transfer it. He said to me, he was like nervous. You get nervous when you can't wait for it to be over. He said, you get excited when you can't wait for it to get started. So that's me. I kind of channel it from nervousness to excitement because I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, I think once you actually get on stage, okay? I think and you tell that first joke and that first joke hits, I think it all kind of goes away. And then, like, you know, I think you have to play a big room differently than a club. You know, bigger stage, you know, you using the space a little bit more. There we go.
There we go. We're back in the building.
Yeah, that would sound better. Yeah, I think you're using the space a little bit better. But I think when you do, like, you know, say, like, the upstairs room at Broadway, it's still, like, you know, it's still small, so you don't have to be as animated.
Oh, I got you. You just knocked the headphones out when you hit that, by the way.
What did I do?
Right? He did. No, here we go.
We got him.
Keep your hand on your dick the same way, same everything you're doing. Good.
Good. Perfect. At that. I can fucking do that.
But, see, with me, it's not necessarily the first joke. It's the walk to the stage that gets me nervous.
Me too.
Because the first show I ever did, I was walking to the stage and I tripped. My shoe came off. So that's always in the back of my head. You know what I mean? Especially at these big venues. There's a lot of wires and shit backstage.
That's right.
And so that can happen. So with me, I'm good. I'm nervous until I grab the microphone. Then I'm good. You know what I mean? Because being nervous isn't going to do anything but hurt you. So, you know, as long as I grab the microphone. And the microphone is on, because we had something that happened on the road. Reading, Pennsylvania, I get on stage, the microphone's not on. I'm like, how the fuck did y'all turn it off from the time they introduced me to the walk to the stage? But as long as I'm nervous until I grab the microphone, then I'm okay.
It's cool. But what are Tracy's, like, you know, you say he's a Giant fan?
Yeah.
He's a hardcore Giant fan?
What? Yes. That's his, what? The Giants and the Knicks. Yes. He loves the Giants.
What does he think about the Knicks? What do you, you're a Knicks guy.
Oh, right? Yeah. I think we're looking good. Like, everybody jumps on Derek Rose's throat because he says the Knicks are a super team. I don't think they're a super team. Definitely a playoff team. I think they're 3-4 seed in the East.
Let me ask you this. Is Derek Rose the fourth homecoming of Steve Francis?
No.
Penny Hardaway?
No.
Stephen Marbury?
I don't know.
Tracy McGrady, the whole list of guys who played guard for the Knicks who were great, like, you know, 10 years before, and then all of a sudden they come to the Knicks and they're trash.
Yeah, right. No.
Knicks and the Mets, same exact thing.
Because they got the same fucking colors. That's what it is. Curse. I hope that's not the deal with Derrick Rose. But he does have a lot of miles on him. Like, yeah. He's a young guy. Yeah. But also what I think we haven't seen the best of Joe Kim Noah yet.
Because
he's member.
Disagree with you.
Remember, he's from New York. That just, if I'm not mistaken, Noah's from Brooklyn. Brooklyn dudes are just a different breed of people.
Is he physically going to be able to play, like, 60 games?
You know what I think it was last year?
He played 22 games last year.
You know what I think it was? He got healthy, and then him and Derrick Rose were like, fuck this, we out. So Derrick Rose was like, all right, cool, well, I got to at least play some games because there's real questions about me not being healthy. You just rest up and get ready for the season. Shit like that happens in NBA.
Yeah, well, Noah knew he was going to be a free agent.
Right.
Okay? Derek didn't know he was getting traded.
No, he didn't know. He didn't, but...
I think the organization wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah, and he had to have known or felt that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because last year, that was clearly Jimmy Butler's team, right, and not Derek Rose, so he had to feel that.
Did they make the playoffs?
No.
There you go. So they had to do something.
They knew something was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't like the team that they put together.
Who, the Bulls or the Knicks?
The Bulls.
Oh, no. But not at all.
Who's shooting for them?
Nobody.
I mean, you have Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, and...
Two mid-range shooters.
Rondo.
Right. Listen.
It's a weird collection of guys on that team.
But...
Robin Lopez in the middle.
How did you forget about the white guy? Doug McDermott can shoot.
Well, no, I didn't forget about it. But the thing is, he's not like a guy who could create his own shot.
No, he's not. He's not.
Okay? So now, who are you doubling down on? Who are you going to kick it out to McDermott where he's going to be able to shoot?
No, this is not going to be one of those teams. See, it's...
Because there's no Chris Paul on this team.
This is pretty much the Miami Heat of last year with a really good point guard. So, depending on which Rondo you get.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, man, I'm not huge. I'm a Net fan. Right. And I wanted Rondo to come to the Nets only because I thought, like, you know, maybe he kind of embraces, like, being an older guy, you know.
The Nets need...
But they got Jeremy Lin, who I think will do a nice job with them.
The Nets need prayer and Jesus to come back and suit up.
Oh, listen, they're not making the playoffs, but they got a couple of good... You know who I really like for this year on the Nets? I like Chris McCulloch.
Oh, yeah, I met him.
At Syracuse.
I met him the day after he got drafted. He can be really fucking good.
Yeah, so I think so.
Yeah, I think he can be really fucking good. But
he stayed out most of last year. Yeah. He rehabbed an injury. When he came back, he didn't come back too early, and he came back ready to play, man. The kid looked really, really good, man. I'm really excited to see him this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's going to be really good. He is good, but, you know, you just have to see when these things get in motion.
Frank is noticeably quiet.
Frank's looking at titties on his
phone. No, you know what? This story just broke an hour and a half ago. Ex-Nick pushed girlfriend, choked her intervening cousin.
Oh, shit. Who was that? Charles Oakley?
Samuel Dallenberg.
Oh,
God,
shit.
Yeah,
He played about six games.
He's not an ex-Nick.
It came up on my phone immediately. But no, he's facing battery charges after his girlfriend.
I like how our reaction was like, yo, fuck the girl. He's not an ex-Nick.
No, these are evil.
Yeah, no. He's a sixer. That's what he is. He's a sixer.
But we're in New York, so it's an evil thing that happened. So he's a Nick, right?
Yeah, it's just another plight against Philadelphia.
So that's what I was...
Remind you, this guy is 7 foot, probably pushing a girl who's 5'2". Wow. If he yells at her too hard,
Seven foot, 270 pounds. That's a fucking big dude.
Imagine that laying on top of you, ladies.
I was going to say, that'd be like a tough, like fuck. Don't you think? Like how would that work, like, physically? He's got at least... over, you know, probably at least 2 feet on her, right?
That can't man, that's awkward, isn't it? That's like, I'm 6 feet tall. So, God. That'd
be like a giraffe in an armadillo 69.
Yeah. That's weird, isn't it? Could you imagine hooking up with somebody 2 feet shorter than you?
I would love to.
Jeff, that would be a fucking baby. What's wrong with you?
I just got off a whole fucking round of midget porn, so it's something about those little hands, you know, just kind of like, you know, going up and down in your knob. I think that kind of sexy.
He called it a knob. Crazy. This is a cool setup they got here, bro. We Comedy Club. This is cool.
It's a great series. We've had some pretty good shows down here. We had Lenny Dykstra to start.
Oh, shit.
Up.
That's cool as hell.
We had Howard Johnson from 86.
What? Months. Are you serious? Yeah, I remember Howard.
Yeah, so you don't listen to the show. So
oh, man. No, I got to put this. I didn't even know you had a podcast, Jeff, till you hit me up.
Yeah.
I got to subscribe. I subscribe to good shit.
We had Dustin in here. I think it was not last week, but the week before. Last week we had filling in Lawrence Deloche and Big G.
You had Al come in too, right?
Yeah, Al come in as well. Yeah, so we had Frank Pellegrino.
Oh, so, the best. Yeah, so that guy's so cool.
We've had some cool shit going on here. You know, it's like what, the sixth episode, but it's good. It's all good.
Good shit.
Kevin's missed two of them.
He's missed two. This is the second one.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I hope he's gonna listen to this, just so he knows. We should just like leave like a little like kind of like little thing, just so he picks up on it. We just say, Kevin, you're a dick, okay? So
Kevin who? Dombrowski?
No.
He's a dick. He's a cool dude. So
Kevin Dombrowski, he's a dick.
No, he's that cool. He's a cool guy.
Of course he is. I love Kevin Dombrowski.
How many Kevins are there in like
Kevin
the
Goatee? Do you know Kevin?
Who?
Kevin Goatee?
No.
The best way to describe him is.
You know the comics watching comics thing.
I watched that shit like half of an episode.
Did you ever see The Karate Kid?
Wrong again. No, I haven't seen that shit.
You haven't seen The Karate Kid?
See, that's what I get when people ask me, wait a minute, are you fucking human? You didn't see The Karate Kid?
No.
I get that for Shawshank.
I saw that.
I only remember pieces of it.
I gotta not watch it at 11 p.m.
No, first of all, you can't watch any movie on TBS or TNT.
Oh, with commercials. Yes.
Yeah, especially a movie like that.
It ruins it.
Yeah, it ruins it. It is. Oh, come on. Shawshank is top 10 movie of all time.
Yeah, I know. I
top
saw that.
10?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a great, great movie.
Who else is in your top 10 that Shawshank is top 10?
Godfather.
Okay.
Okay, one and two. I'm going Jaws.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Those are good two.
Count it's three.
Two movies. Okay. They say Jaws.
You said Jaws. Okay.
I don't think you can count.
Are you counting Jaws 2 and 3D as well?
No. Those.
No. Jaws Reloaded.
Deep Blue Sea.
No, not that.
That's Drumline.
I don't get how it's top 10.
How Wellie and I both from Staten Island, and we just have like completely opposite takes on fucking movies.
No, I knew I would fuck your head up with a Nick Cannon movie. Everybody hates this shit. All
right, Forrest Gump. Is Forrest Gump in your top 10?
No.
What? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I just left the fucking building.
It's a good movie.
That was a great fucking movie.
It's a great movie.
You laughed, you cried, and then you laughed again at Forrest Gump.
Saving Private Ryan, is that in your top 10?
Wait, this is my favorite part of Forrest Gump. Remember when he like goes to the college?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the prude is in there and she's judging Jenny. But yeah, doesn't it like Forrest fucker?
No, he touched your boob and he came.
Right. The roommate stayed in the room and fucking was watching.
Yeah, a little bit
of like a perv on that. Yeah, that's what I'm calling on that. Yeah, it's like, okay, you know they're about to get down. Some shit's going to happen. And then like the hardcore chick, you know, who's like, oh, no, I'm not straight laced. You know, she stays and she's watching. Probably fingering herself in the corner over there.
Probably.
And it's like, you know, stupid Farz was retard dick, you know, comes too quick. And
he didn't even get out of the pants.
No, just spills all over. Jenny starts like wiping it on her roommate's nightgown.
Yeah. All right, he came on his roommate's nightgown. That's what it was.
That would really happen, but that's why I think, because there's a lot of innuendo in that scene. A lot of scenes filmed.
You know,
Goodfellas is another one.
You know what's okay, funny?
Casino in there too.
Casino runs about an hour. It's a long movie, so I'm gonna say it runs about a half hour to 40 minutes. A little too long. There's some shit that, you know, editing would have helped that movie.
I got to see Casino. I went to Vegas and they were like, "Oh, you don't know what you're looking at because you ain't never seen Casino." I'm like, "Oh, well, this is the Mirage for sure. It says it up there."
Right, so when you're out on the road, right? You have nothing going on during the day.
Jerk off.
Okay, so you jerk. What kind of porn?
Oh, major man, porn. No, never. Big booty white girls.
What's
big bubble butt Brazilian bitches?
Bitches,
wet Brazilian bubble butt bitches, all types of not nothing too crazy.
It's very specific though, what you like. That's
right.
No big bubble butt midget chicks.
Never. Midgets look like babies to me, and we shouldn't call them midgets. They say gotta call them little people. I haven't seen a midget in a long time. Yeah, I went back. Yeah, I know.
You can't help it. I don't know. All of a sudden, that's...
I mean,
I don't know. When it comes to political correctness, I don't know what's right or what's wrong. I don't need to be that way, but I just don't fucking know.
No, I call them midgets in my regular life, just not out in public. You know? Like the way white people call black people niggas. Y'all say it in your house. Y'all say it to our face.
I don't say it in my house. I just say it in my car. I say it in my car when I'm driving.
He called the Chinese dude a nigga today. You fucking nigga! And he wasn't even offended. He was just like, I see what you're doing.
I just had to see who was driving the car. You know?
It's like, sorry, force of habit. I couldn't help it.
Ask the question about when I'm on the road. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, because you're on the road, you know, you're doing after the porn. Do you ever catch a movie? And what'd you see?
Nah, we don't normally...
How about when you're flying out? You watch a movie?
Well, we got a jet. We watch movies on the jet. Yeah, it's a completely different experience. So
what are you guys watching?
The last movie we watched was Book of Eli.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
We were coming from Vegas, and it was like an overnight flight, and because on our private jets, some if you get the right one, there's beds on there. So I was laying in the bed. We were just watching Book of Eli. Everybody went to sleep. But it was way too loud for me to sleep. So I was just like, fuck it, just watched it. It was a pretty cool movie.
Man, if I was watching a movie with Tracy Morgan, I would stop watching the movie and just listen to his commentary of it.
That shit was crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, you see that motherfucker?
Do you do it, Tracy?
Yeah, but I do
Tracy watching Jaws.
I never seen him watching Jaws.
That's one big fat ass shark.
Yo, that shark big as shit, my nigga.
Oh, man.
He's
gonna eat him!
Y'all crazy, man. But sometimes I do that. Just sit back, chill, watch him. But he's cool, though. Sometimes I don't even like I don't even look at him the way other people look at him. Other people look at him is like, oh, this star. I just literally look at him like, oh, that's my brother. And I really forget he's famous a lot of times till we walk outside.
Yeah, is it a problem?
No, because he's cool as hell. He'd take pictures with everybody. But everybody. So it's never a problem. Nothing like that. It's just a little weird, like, oh shit, yeah, he is famous. I forgot.
What about scary movies? You guys watch scary movies?
Me, no, I'm scared of the fucking dark, really, and I don't watch scary movies.
You know what came out that's getting rave reviews? I don't know if either of you saw it. You definitely didn't see it, Ben. Jeff, did you see Don't Breathe?
No.
Oh, my God. I want to see it so badly.
But guess what I saw this weekend?
What?
I know you didn't see it. I know you ain't see it.
Is it a current movie?
Yeah. Sully.
I saw it, too.
You saw Sully?
So fucking great good.
Movie. Great movie.
Yeah, it was good. It looks boring to me.
No.
What?
We know the story. No one died. You know, the plane goes down in the water. People get out. Okay, yeah, great.
That's like describing porn. Like, hey, somebody got fucked. Somebody came. No, not what happened. See, the movie. Yeah, we know he landed the plane in the ocean. Nobody died. But they were trying to crucify this fucking dude for doing the right thing. They kept saying, "No, you should have landed at LaGuardia Airport." No, you should have landed at Teterboro Airport.
Right.
So they're doing these simulations, and the simulations are landing correctly. And he's like, no, you're missing the fact that it's a human. I don't know what's going on. These people know what the fuck is going on. He's like, boom, the engines failed. I literally had to think.
What caused the plane to go down? Was the engine or was it birds. Geese? Yeah, geese getting caught in the, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was the insurance company trying to prove right. Said he was wrong somehow, any way possible.
They had to pay for a whole new plane. That shit's expensive, man.
That and probably the people that were on it, right?
I think everybody sweat.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, isn't that risky pay?
Yeah, but
they'd rather fire
insurance companies don't want to pay. They don't make a living off of paying the fucking people. You get what I'm saying? They make a living off of taking your money and nothing happening.
Of course
yeah.
they do.
So. Yeah, they were. I could see definitely why they were pissed.
Did you almost cry at any point?
No, I don't cry in movies.
You didn't come close.
You don't cry in movies. You've never cried in a movie.
I'm from the ghetto, man. Cry over a damn movie.
Yeah, I'm a pussy with that.
I almost cried once. You know, Chrissy Mayer.
I've heard the name.
Yeah. We saw it together. She cried.
I don't mean no disrespect.
No, it's not.
No, because it's probably a comedian. I was probably on a show with last night. He's like, that motherfucker don't know me. Listen, sweetheart, I don't know. I just really worry about my jokes.
But yeah, we saw it together, and she cried, I think, twice. It was good. It was emotional, man.
My girlfriend
Did you feel emotion during it?
Yeah. I was on the edge of my seat and all that. My girlfriend was crying, but I was like, wipe your tears. Stop this shit.
Well, what movies did you come close to crying at?
Me?
Yeah.
Whenever I see somebody get married, I'd be like, oh, fuck, it's over for him.
Anything that has to do with, like, fathers and sons always kind of gets me, man. That always gets me.
Why?
Because you have a kid, you have that bond, you relate to it a little bit more.
Oh, you got a son.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm also a pussy. I'm not sure. It's either one of those two things, but it always kind of gets to me.
No, I ain't got no kids, so.
Schindler's List,
I didn't cry during that.
I didn't cry either. You want to know why? Because I didn't see that fucking movie.
Is that another one of those, you didn't see this?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Yeah, I don't even talk movies with people because, oh my God, how the fuck didn't you see this? Like, listen, you motherfuckers are calling out underground movies and you expecting me to know. I don't fucking know.
Well, he's a black guy. I know he absolutely saw it. He probably has a DVD at home.
He's going to see New Jack City.
Scarface.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't see Scarface.
Bull fucking shit, you saw Scarface.
I wish I did, no, I didn't see Scarface. Well, no, it's just typical gangster movie from what I understand.
Oh, I won't kind of, I really, tell me, did you say it?
What?
You didn't say it?
No.
Did you say it?
Yeah.
How much does that movie not hold up?
You watch it once, you're like, what's the hype about?
Well, yeah, but if you saw it back in the day when it came out, like you
this is like one of the first movies to ever come out.
Yeah, it was Birth of a Nation. But the acting is so over the top, and like, you know, his sister's hair, you know, and she, it's just so fucking bad. And the worst in it is cunty Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, she's the best.
I can't stand her character.
Her acting job was very good.
The only thing that she was worse in was Grease 2. That was terrible.
Wow, you don't like Pfeiffer.
I'm not a big Pfeiffer fan. No. I'll say that twice.
Pfeiffer fan. Well.
I'm not a big fan of Michelle Pfeiffer.
I thought she was very good in that film.
Never even found it particularly all that hot. You know, she had no ass and no tits or anything. Yeah, she was okay. But Grease 2, man, ugh, brutal. Yeah. New Jack City, I liked.
Yeah, no, great movie.
That was a good movie. Did you see that, Frank?
I did not.
Oh, you have to see
There's
that.
There's one, another one.
Very... No, that's one you have to see.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what movie I saw that, like, I can't watch, like, because it gets to me. You ever see Boys in the Hood?
Oh, yeah, I was raised on Boys in the Hood. Yeah.
You didn't see it?
Not the whole thing.
Oh, man. Come
That's
on,
a lot
man.
I gotta see.
When Ricky... At the end?
Oh, yeah, when Ricky gets killed.
I can't take that shit.
You know what's crazy? I seen that movie when I was, I could be off by a year or two. I was like 8 or 7. So then it was a movie. Now when I watch that shit, I know people like that. Like, yeah. Who have promising careers and whatever.
And get caught up in bullshit.
They get caught up in bullshit, whether it was their bullshit or somebody they were closely related to or whatever. And either they go to jail, shot, killed, and pretty much dream deferred. That happens a lot.
Like, and again, that part got me. But the whole thing of Lawrence Fishburne's character,
mm-hmm.
you know, and his son's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And just him,
I saw it.
And just him looking out for his son and knowing right. what his son's going through, but he's trying to teach him to be a man. But also trying to protect his son. Right. That gets me, man. That was my dad.
My dad was just like that. But him and my mom, they were together, unlike in the movie. But yeah, no, that was my pops. Like, I want to show you this, but I want to protect you from the shit that I'm showing you.
I never met your dad, but I met your mom. Your mom is cool as shit.
Oh, yeah, she's cool people.
Yeah, she was working the door one day at the balloon event.
Yeah. She's cool.
She's proud of you, boy.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. She loves you.
I be trying to tell her, like, nah, you know, like, I tried to take my mom out to an expensive restaurant. Because, like, parents overthink things, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to, like, tell her it was an expensive place or whatever, anything like that. You know, the kid been on tour, I got a couple dollars. So I figured, let's take my mom's out, super expensive place, on the water, in Jersey, whatever. She didn't know. So whatever. Long story short, she ends up canceling on me. And she was, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to just go myself. You
okay,
know
you can give your old pal Jeffrey Paul a call. I'm going out with you on your dime.
Next time I will. Shit. So I saw him, I go out like a loser, and I eat on myself. Whatever. Well, eat on. That sounds crazy.
What do you do?
So, so whatever. I took myself out to eat instead of me and my mom. So whatever. Like the next day or 2 days later, I was like, you know, why don't you care? She was like, no, I realized I knew we were going somewhere expensive because you kept asking me all these questions. And I don't like expensive restaurants because in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I know this shit is a lot of money. And I can make this better than them, whatever it is. I'm like, well, goddamn, I didn't think that far into it. Just come out and have a good time.
That's almost like Italian thinking.
Yeah.
You can't take
my mother's half white.
That's right.
Yeah. How you think I got this good skin color, boy? What? Yeah, nice. White people got to tan all summer to get this color.
Yeah, you are good looking. And did I mention you smell good?
Yeah. You crazy. But yeah, I've been trying to tell her, listen, man, I got a lot of money. She don't want to hear that shit. She's like, whatever, it's comedy, it's jokes. That's not a real job. Like, what? She still want me to take that sanitation test. I ain't going down there.
Job is good.
Yeah, they pay some good money.
Yeah, hey, you go home smelling like garbage and shit every day, too.
It's like, did you ever see that movie, Robert Townsend?
I can't work nowhere for hours. Like, I'm a comedian. I literally...
But you're not. You're going from... House to house to house.
And hanging on the back of the truck. Dude, oh, God, I couldn't do that.
Yo, pension.
But if you do comedy right, see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's tough.
Just do it. Yeah. But anything like, you know what's tougher than comedy to me? Being at a job working for someone else.
Yeah.
Like, I done had every shitty job, and it just bothers me, like, especially, like, doing comedy. Because, like, you know, you'll do comedy, and you'll be at a job, and then you start to talk to the boss, and they'll look at you like, I want your fucking life. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, they look at you like, wow. Even though the comedian's life isn't wow, but to regular people it is.
It's got
to
be hard being, like, a comedian that works like a conventional day job. Because if you're, when you're doing comedy, you're working nights. Mm-hmm. And when you're working nights, there's something a little off with all of us who kind of like work nights, who thrive on nights. You know, get your day started about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, that's when I usually leave the island.
And I definitely just got the show.
And go. I get up early, I'll do some writing, I'll send, some stuff out. But then I get, start to travel about 4, and I'll hit up spots. But if you're like a regular job, it's hard to also kind of like deal with like the people, who don't have that kind of life, and they're just kind of like fucking boring.
Because they're small-minded, and they, most people go to work, go home, and get ready for tomorrow to go to work.
They got the TV show that they watch at 8 p.m. Every Tuesday, Wednesday.
I cannot do that.
No, to me, that's worse. Yeah. That's worse than being poor. Because what you do is like you're working, but it's almost kind of like you're working for 25, 30 years so you can retire, but you're wasting the best part of your life, and you don't know if, what's going to be like in those retirements. You could retire 2 years later, you get a fucking stroke, and
go that's for nothing. What happens. That's what happens. They do these jobs for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
They retire, and they're like, now what? They get nothing.
How about the guy that like lives completely vicariously, because vicariously through their kid, because their life sucks, and and they made some bad choices, and now they project it onto the fucking kid.
Kris Jenner.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah. But I mean, at least she's successful.
What? So she wanted to be a hoe, and it didn't work out. So she was like, "Oh, my daughter's gonna be hoes."
Yeah.
Except for Courtney.
Is Courtney not a hoe?
The one that got the kids by Scott. She's not. No, I don't think she's a hoe.
Okay.
Well, or maybe
I really don't know the Kardashians.
Or maybe her sisters are like whole Hall of Fame, and she's just like a whole role player.
She's like a minor leaguer.
She's like the
hoe that didn't make it.
It could be.
She is. She's Cooper Manning.
Wow. Oh, okay, okay. The Manning brothers. He was a wide receiver, right?
Yeah, he was.
And the rest of the quarterbacks.
You had the father who was a great quarterback. Peyton's going to be a Hall of Famer. Eli's going to be a Hall of Famer. And then you got Cooper.
Yeah. He can't even talk football at Thanksgiving dinner. They're like, you shut the fuck up. It didn't work for you, all right?
You shut your fucking mouth.
You probably should have played baseball.
You know, go to the kids' table.
Right.
you're not good enough to be. Or you think the mother gets overprotective. Like, Cooper can stay.
Right.
Cooper, tell us about the insurance job that you have now.
They don't work.
You sold a policy?
Cooper cleans the dishes for me.
Yay for Cooper. Yay.
That family is super rich. Funny because I was looking for a new house, apartment, and turns out I was looking in Eli Manning's building. And what turned me off was that they tried to sell me on the fact he lives there. I was like, how do you know he wants people to know that he lives there? You know what I mean? And then it's like, wow, if I could afford to live in the same building as Eli, shit, he's saving a lot of fucking money. God damn. I mean, he's in the penthouse, and I was on the first floor. But, and then he really drives a Prius. Like, because when we go to the Giants games, you pretty much meet all the players. He really drives a Prius. It's like, wow, what the fuck? I would buy with your money? But whatever.
Are you still in Staten Island?
Yeah, but I'm moving.
You are. Where are you going?
Jersey.
What part?
I don't know yet. No, that's where the niggas go. No. Hell no.
Wait,
I don't even stop in Jersey City. If I'm at a red light.
Some of the parts of Jersey City are great.
If, yeah, you're right. But that's like new shit. Like, the new stuff downtown Jersey City is cool. Listen, if you see me in Jersey City and you see the light turning yellow, I'm blowing that shit. I'm not
stopping. Well, here's the reason why Jersey City is also good, man. You're right by the city. Yeah. And you're in the...
Well, Hoboken, too.
Hoboken and...
Hoboken's much more crowded, though.
Fort Lee.
Much more what?
Much more crowded.
It gets to get denser. But yep. Hoboken's fun.
Hoboken's real fun. You ever do that cantina show out there?
Where?
In Hoboken?
Nah, no, and nobody in Hoboken booked me.
It's a cool spot, man.
Holler at me, man. If you want to book me at your show in Hoboken or anywhere, listen, my schedule is a lot different than what you may believe. So hit me up. I bet you I can make it.
You guys probably did Levity Live on like a Monday or something, right?
No, we did it.
Yeah, he's doing it on a weekend.
Yeah.
He didn't do one of those throw-ins?
It was the one day. It was a Saturday, and we did two shows. But it was like kind of recent, like maybe 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Yeah, where else do you guys go?
Oh, we're about to go to the West Coast for like a month and a half. Yeah, we're doing like the whole state of California. And I didn't know it was something.
Have you ever been out there before?
Yeah, we did a movie out there. California, L.A. is a different beast. I like it, but it's different.
Yeah.
Like, I see, like, in L.A., it's like high school. Like, you are who you say you are until proven otherwise. And everybody's faking it till they make
it. That's right.
Like, I've never seen so many Bentleys, Rolls Royces in my life. And I know a lot of famous people who have those cars. But you go to L.A., you see those cars, but they're all rented. And then you know, because there's no license plate in the back. The license plate is where the license plate is supposed to be is the company they rented it from. I'm like, oh, damn, you fooled the shit out of me. But L.A., yeah, it's high school. But I like it because it's just, like, spread out. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of laid back.
It is spread out. I find the comedy grind there a lot different than here. You know, especially I find the comics, and not the comics from New York who moved out there. I'm talking about the comics who are there. They're all using, you know, comedy as a vehicle to get a writing job, to get an acting job. Where I think the comics in New York are grittier. Like, you know, comics here are looking to be comics, and then, you know, maybe, you know, moving on to something else.
Yeah, a car out there, right? Literally
need a car out there.
Yeah.
They have a great public transportation system that nobody uses.
I a lot of people do comedy. I had a young comedian tell me, he was like, listen, I don't do comedy to be the greatest. I don't know. He's like, I do this shit because I want to act. And it was the craziest thing, but you couldn't be mad at him because he was honest. Me, I never even thought about it like that. Like, I literally wanted, like, when I was a kid growing up, Martin Lawrence was the guy in comedy.
Absolutely.
So I really want to be like Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy. And if anything else comes from that, like, let's say if I get a TV show or whatever, anything of that nature, that's cool. I welcome it. But stand-up comedy is always going to be the home. Like, you know what I mean? Because I feel I need to get on stage to get these thoughts that are going on in my head out. I will go crazy if I had to keep this shit in.
You ever go a couple of days in a row and not
do and not get on stage? Yeah.
How crazy? Like, or
start arguing with your girl, bitch! I told you.
Or have you ever done like taking like a Friday or a Saturday off, especially a Saturday?
Yeah.
And something about when it comes about 6, 7, 8 o'clock.
Because you're in that
right group. And all of a sudden you start like spinning. You know, you're like, what? You know, you just don't feel at ease. You know, and you just feel like, oh, fuck it, I'm missing out on hanging out, I'm missing out getting, you know, I bet there's going to be a great crowd. I'm always hoping, I hope that's the week where it's slow, everyone's bitching. You know, they had to cancel the early show. I'm always hoping that was it.
That's funny. I always feel like, damn, so there's a comedian out there getting better than me today. Whereas, that probably might not really be the case, because... With comedy,
you gotta recharge your battery.
Yes,
exactly. And with comedy, getting on stage is only half of the battle. Because if you're getting on stage doing this same routine for 10 years,
counterproductive.
You're not getting better. So,
and we know comics like that.
Yeah. So you do need to take nights off. You need to do things like argue with your girl, go to the movies. You know, because there's material there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you need to do things like that, even if it's just sitting at home. Watching Netflix, you need to do that because there's material there, and you may not even catch on to it that day. It might come to you a month or a year later, but that's how you get better. But, you know, getting on stage is only half of it.
I think also being, like, a good comic, you know, also has to do with, like, you know, having interesting, good life experiences.
Yeah. Right. Can't keep... Or bad ones.
Well, that's why...
Turn the bad ones funny.
Those are still good. They're still experiences. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you keep doing the same thing, running in the same circles, you know, again, it becomes, like...
A rat race.
It becomes, like, predictable.
Right.
There's no edge anymore.
That's why I always...
What something new are you going to write about?
I always find it really cool, too, when comedians, like, just pick up and create their own tour. You right. Know, they'll literally go and say 2 weeks.
Dan Lamour just did that.
Dan did it with Usama Siddiqui. Mm-hmm. Casey Rohr and Dennis Rooney just did one where they hit up. They went all the way out to Ohio and back.
Yeah, I saw they were doing.
That's
a bunch
cool.
Of dates.
I mean, that's experience. You know? Making it work for you.
That's why, like, if you ever speak to like a veteran comedian, they'll tell you got to get on the road to get funny. What they're not really saying, you need to do comedy in fucking rural Ohio. Not that there's a problem. What they're just saying is you need to experience life by yourself and just get all of these experiences in like a short time span, I guess is a good way to say it. Because on a tour, you are literally family with the people you're on tour with, literally. And it's so many things you guys go through and that you learn about one another that are happening so fast. So that's why veteran comedians always tell you, if you want to get funny, you got to hit the road. But...
Yeah, you really know somebody when you travel with them.
This is true.
You know, there are people, like I drive a lot, and there are comics that, you know, we'll get in the car, and there's been comics I drove 6 hours with, you know, one way. And, we'll stay overnight, you know, a couple nights, wherever we are, but the radio won't even be on, and we'll just be bullshitting the whole way through.
Right.
And it's just so smooth and natural. And then there are people, like, you get in the car, and then after about, like, 15, 20 minutes, yeah. It's like, okay, you might have to turn the radio up a little bit, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Or, you know, be like, I'm going to take a nap. Yeah. I mean, you really kind of, like, get to know somebody when you travel. And also, I think it's a great way of testing out, like, you know, your material. And I think you also, especially if you're doing, like, a multi-nighter, you know, mm-hmm. and you're like, say, like a shitty city like Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, yeah.
Poor Raleigh. They're gonna fucking shoot you if you ever get booked out.
I've been booked out there. It was brutal. It was not. You know what I did?
What?
I wrote during the day, and then I, you know, the show doesn't start until 9. I wound up buying a bus pass for 3 hours and just driving the bus back and forth up and down this main street. It was so boring.
Wow. Right.
Hated
North. Nah, that's why me, I'm a simple dude. Like, when I'm on the road, I literally just chill in the room, might go to the gym. I don't know. I always got my laptop, so I'm always looking up something, researching something. I don't know. Just keeping my mind busy, but I'm not really there to see your city. And because I always look at it this way, there's three cities in America. There's New York, there's L.A., there's Miami. Other than that, the rest of this shit is the same.
There you go. George enjoyed that. Hey, guys, this was a lot of fun.
The rest of this shit is Pennsylvania.
This? Right. We can talk for another hour or two. Yeah, I enjoy you guys. But we're wrapping this up. Frank.
Yes.
Plugs, anything you got coming up that you'd like people to know about?
Yonkers Comedy Festival.
When is that?
October 9th to the 16th.
Nice. And where could they get information?
They can go to nomacomedy.com.
Nomacomedy.com.
They can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, everything, Facebook.
All right, check that out. That was a good festival last year, a really good festival. And what about you, Mr. Jackson, Wally Jackson? What do you got coming up?
Oh, what I got coming up? Right now I'm on tour with Tracy Morgan. You can get tickets at tracymorgan.com/tour. This is the second half of the tour, so it's a lot of cities really quick. We got the tour and shit. Well, from now to the end of the year, I'm literally on tour. So that's what I'm doing. Once again, Welly Jackson, I'm on tour with Tracy Morgan, having the time of my life.
Okay, and I just got two shows I really like to plug. I would love for people to come out. I'm going to be at Dangerfield's October 16th. That's a Sunday night. It's a benefit for the PBA Widows Foundation. I'll be there with Mark DeMeo and a couple of other ex-law enforcement guys who turn to comedy. I'll also be at Gotham Comedy Club.
Great club.
On November 3rd. I'm doing the Gotham Comedy Foundation show. They do a show every month, and they send that money over to cancer and cancer research. You know, Bill Drews puts that together, and that's a really great thing for people to come out and support.
That's nice.
I'd love to see people down there for that. All right. George, thank you very much. Thank you for your insight on anal sex.
Don't forget, put a lot of water up in their ass.
That's right, in the medicine things.
Wow, that's a very uncomfortable to hear him say that again.
On that note, I want to thank Welly Jackson, Frank Pellegrino.
Thanks for having me.
You can follow me on Instagram at Welly Jackson, Twitter at letters I am Welly Jackson on Twitter.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, people. Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
I just want to say something. What are you talking about? You're fucking going out with, you're touring with Tracy Morgan, the biggest anal fucking conversation.
Yeah, but.